American moviegoers are getting their first look at a different kind of adaptation this weekend. It's a Russian twist on a classic American hero. Remember Henry Fonda standing up to 11 ethically challenged members of his jury pool in 12 Angry Men?
You want to see this boy die because you personally want it, not because of the facts.
Transform the setting from 1950s America to modern-day Russia. Change the Latino teenager on trial to a Chechen Muslim and turn it all over to Nikita Mikhalkov, who directed the Oscar-winning Burnt by the Sun. What you get is this. It's a new movie called 12, and it's debuting in New York and Los Angeles theaters this weekend. And to dissect 12 Angry Men, we've brought in one genial film critic, NPR's Bob Mondello. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
You're genial.
I try not to be angry anyway.
So this has been an American staple, 12 Angry Men, for high school civics classes for decades now. Does it work in a Russian setting?
Well, it works very differently in a Russian setting. I think a bunch of individuals coming to a collective decision plays very differently when you place it in the former Soviet Union.
They're still dealing with the notion of justice, obviously, mm-hmm. but is it a remake or is it an adaptation in some other notion of justice?
No, it's a real adaptation, a very different adaptation, because all the stories, for instance, that the characters tell, they talk about their own lives, they talk about things that they've seen outside. There's a funeral director who talks about the various ways of cheating the bereaved at his cemetery in the new capitalist society. And you know, those kinds of things, it's just a different feel. And at about the two-hour point, you think you have reached the conclusion of the original Reginald Rose screenplay. And then there's this last half hour where it just goes in a completely different, very Russian direction. And it's really neat.
Radically different, but what's the same?
Well, what's really the same is the basic laying out of the trial. You remember there was a scene in the original where they made a big deal about the importance of the knife, of the uniqueness of the knife, that only this kid could have had it. And Henry Fonda, during the trial, apparently went out and found one just like it, and he brings it back in and shows them.
Where did that come from?
It's the same
knife.
I bought that in a little pawn shop just two blocks from the boy's house.
Now, what's interesting about this version is that knife is unique because it only could be gotten by a Chechen, they say. And so you have essentially the same moment in Russian.
Oops. Говорили, что он единственный.
12 Angry Men is so simple and powerful. It's been done over and over, and we have all seen it in high school and beyond. The 1957 Sidney Lumet movie, a 1997 remake, a 1986 version filmed in India, and here's another one.
How are the rest of you voting?
Guilty.
Okay, fine. How many S's and innocent?
Is that The Simpsons?
Yeah, this is Simpsons take, and we just put that one in there for you.
Very nice.
What is it, though, about this story that makes it so resonant? I mean, it really hasn't faded. Lots of things get dated. This seems not to.
Well, I think the notion of the central people in society, in this case 12 men, being angry about the other is resonant in any society. And if the other is a Hispanic immigrant, as it was in the original, if it is, it could just be almost anything. So I think that that resonates. And then the idea of justice being important and... I mean, if you ever sat on a jury case, it's inconvenient. It's the most annoying thing in the world when you get the jury summons and you think, no, I don't have that time. But oh my God, when you're there, it's the most fascinating thing to puzzle things through. I've been on a bunch of them, and every time I have the same reaction going in and the same reaction coming out that I'm so glad I did that. Well, I think that's what resonates in this. And I think if you've ever been in a jury room, you know that this thing is so real.
NPR's Bob Mondello. You can find his review of 12 on our website, npr.org. Thanks so much, Bob.
It's always a pleasure.